Lord God, thank you for your word and thank you that you give us good news. Please help us to hear it and act on it for your name's sake. Amen. Please sit down. Well, may I wish you a happy new year and comment that one of the good things about Christmas in our culture is that families make an extra effort to get together. Wider family gatherings. It's not always smooth. I wouldn't be the only one to wonder how a similar gene pool can produce such varying characters. It's not always smooth, but it's important. And family matters to God, as is shown by the first coming of Jesus from heaven to a family, Mary and her husband Joseph. But Matthew's gospel doesn't start there, does it? Have you still got page one of the New Testament open in front of you that was just read from to us? In the church Bibles, the New Testament starts counting again from one. So page one of the New Testament is where we're looking. And in Matthew chapter 1, can you see that it's in verse 18 that the account of Jesus' birth starts? But before that comes 17 verses, which are a lot of family tree. Jesus' family tree. It's interesting, isn't it? It will be particularly interesting if you're one of the large number of people who are interested in family trees, particularly your own. But it's interesting for all of us, because what it means is this: to understand Jesus, there is something which comes in front of meeting his mum and her husband. And that is over 40 generations of his family tree. At my family gathering this year, one of the things we did was talked about our ancestors, and we can only go back about four generations. And that's with computers and all that sort of stuff. Jesus' family tree was known a long way back and written a long way back. And over the next 6 weeks, we're going to have a preaching series, also in the home groups, where we're looking at some of Jesus' family tree, particularly some of the early ones in Matthew's list. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Rahab, Tamar, Bathsheba. And we'll weigh up some of their good and bad points, and we'll see how they help us to understand Jesus and God's purposes for us, because that's why they're put here, right at the start of the New Testament. So today's family member is Abraham. Can you see that he is first on the list of family tree that we're given in Matthew's gospel? Abraham has an important place in the family tree of Jesus. And he, for Matthew, is the start of explaining who Jesus is. Now, this obviously isn't Abraham's first mention in the whole of the Bible. And we'd need to turn back to our first reading, to Genesis chapter 11 and 12. To see where Abraham is mentioned at length. Can you see it's at the end of Genesis chapter 11 and page 10 of the Old Testament, where we're told that Terah took his son Abram and his grandson and his daughter-in-law, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. That's from Iraq to modern-day Palestine in Israel. Terah only got halfway. And so the Lord came to Abraham in chapter 12, the beginning, and encouraged him to complete the journey, to go the whole way. Now, from here we get an account of some of the events of Abraham's long life, and the Bible gives us a warts and all picture. God's word is not for glossing over the sinful side of people. For instance, even in chapter 12, when Abraham and Sarai went to Egypt, Abraham pretended to be her sister because he thought it would be safer for him if an Egyptian wanted her. Later, quite some years later, after years of trying for a baby and not succeeding, Sarah told Abraham to have one with her servant girl, Hagar, and he did. And it went on to become a cause of great family friction. As you read through the account of this family and this family tree, we see a warts and all picture, because God works through people's real lives. Abraham should have known better. He knew lies and deceit were wrong from the story of Adam and Eve. He knew sex was the thing for a husband and wife, not with someone else, because of the account of Adam and Eve. Abraham knew better and still sinned. And the Bible does not gloss over it. And the Bible shows us that we cannot gloss over our or other people's sinful choices, especially when they know better. Things need to be put right, especially if we're leaders of God's people. And that is the godly principle behind our patient and gracious urging of Annie to put things right, if she is to continue as our music coordinator in this church. There's a very short explanation of the situation as we know it on the notice sheet, and we ask that you don't make a sensitive situation worse with unhelpful talk or hurtful gossip, but seek to do things right by God and His word and His gracious action. With Abraham, there was a warts and all picture and a clear understanding of when he was wrong and needed to put things right. At the same time, there was much to recommend Abraham. He was the one who received the Old Testament promises from God in Genesis chapter 12. He and his descendants would be given the land, and his descendants would become a large people, and that people would be a blessing to the nations of the world. Those old covenant promises are probably the main reason why Abraham is the start of Matthew's list of relatives. Jesus' family tree. He was the receiver of the promises, the last of which Jesus fulfilled. Jesus was the descendant of Abraham who would bring God's blessing to every nation of the world, the offer of salvation to every people and language. God had sought to do that and fulfill the other promises in the working out of the generations of the Old Testament people of God. And he continued to work it out through Jesus, the only Son of God. And the New Testament goes on to make clear the things which impressed God when it came to Abraham's choices. Can I ask you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11? Could the first one there shout out the page number, please? Thank you, 242. New Testament, page 242. And can you see in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, all the way through to, well, verse 18, really, the large section of this chapter of the New Testament, which looks back to the heroes of the Old Testament, is devoted to Abraham and his faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he set out not knowing where he was going. So in Hebrews 11, there's a large section commending Abraham for his faith. Abraham received God's direction to go to the promised land, and he carried on till he got there. His father stopped halfway, but Abraham went all the way. He received God's promises, and he believed them and acted on them. Holy. Abraham put his faith in God and his promises. He was aiming for the heavenly city. And that is faith. Investing in the future God holds out by believing God's promises. Putting wrong things in the past right, and investing in the future which God holds out. This was so unusual in Abraham's time. He was the one that God started with in those times. It's rather too unusual in our times, in our country. But faith in Jesus and his promises is what counts. And we need to make choices and trust his promises, which point us in the right direction. That's a good thing to concentrate on at the beginning of a new year. But not just because it's a new year, but rather because it's the good way to live as a person of faith, to look to the future as God holds it out to us. That's the godly way of faith, and Abraham knew about faith. There's more than that in the New Testament. If you would, please, turn to the book of Romans, chapter 4. Again, if you get there first, please shout out a page number. 161 in the New Testament, thank you. So the writer to the Hebrews, and now Paul writing to the Romans, spends a significant portion of a chapter talking about Abraham. Abraham is commended as the person who was clearly made right with God through faith. It's when we believe God's word and his promises that we receive salvation and righteousness as a gift. This is how we become right with God. It's not doing good things that makes us right with God, as we were reminded again and again as we looked at the book of Galatians last term. It's believing God which makes us right with God. And Abraham is a pattern for that from the start. This was true for God's Old Testament people of God, and it's true for us. The New Testament people of God believe Jesus and we're made right with God. Act on his promises and we are made good in God's eyes, no longer separated from God by our sins. So Abraham is the clearest early example of a right understanding of how we receive a right relationship with God. And this matters for everyone. There's one more place I would like you to turn briefly with me, which is John's Gospel, chapter 8. Anyone got a page? 104, thank you. So here in John chapter 8, we see an extended conversation, teaching and then questions, becoming quite involved conversation as the chapter goes on. And the direction in which it goes is a consideration of Abraham and his position in inspiring us. So Jesus is telling people straight, you need to be children of Abraham. And because most of his audience were Jews, they didn't quite understand what Jesus was saying, because they were children of Abraham. They were descendants of Abraham like Jesus. Their family tree went back to Abraham. But Jesus was saying something more than that. Not just blood descendants of Abraham, no. Only some people will be that. Rather, we must be those who believe in the Lord and the future he talks about. Because that's Christian faith. And some people don't get it, but it is Christian faith, as Jesus is trying to explain. And Abraham is the man who starts the ball rolling. 1700 plus years before Jesus came down from heaven the first time. And yet he points straight at Jesus and his good purposes for us. Well, it's only the start of a series, but I hope you will engage with the series, Jesus' Family Tree. Home group leaders meeting is on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock in the hall. It's not on the notice sheet, but home group leaders, please, I'll see you there if you're able. And next week we continue in this series with Isaac. Let's pray. Lord God, please help us in our understanding of the Bible as a whole. Lord God, please help us in our understanding of Jesus from how he is presented to us. Lord God, please help us to receive his good news, his promises, and to live in the light of them. Amen.